Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay, everybody, we're going to stop here for a second so Pastor can talk to us for a minute, and then we'll continue on. At least I believe that's what's happening. Well, there was just a bunch of yes and please and whatever. So I thought, okay, well, I asked if you wanted me to stop it so you could talk for a minute, so that I thought that was the first yes. Okay. And did you want me to put it on YouTube or no? Yes? Okay. All right. Here we go. Whoops. Let me stop this.
Young, usually recruits, but not on the left. And there's a line officer. The line officer comes out, and he...
Hello. I apologize. Give me just a second to get us restarted again. Brayden was calling me. He must not have realized we were on. Hold on, that took me right out of Zoom completely. Sorry, guys. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
Thank you. just a very emotional, and that just a church building. Filled with you, Lord, and filled with you, and God is us. Well, all right.
8:15.
Thank you. Thank you. Love, it sounds like Pastor's going to talk again.
Do you want me to turn him back on? All righty.
Can you still hear through the music, or is it cut out the sound? Okay.
Are you healed? Anointed by God. Victory in our life. Thank you.
And they are the
I do not see any questions. I believe it is. Yeah, that's a beautiful service. Yeah, it goes on for a long time. It's beautiful. Amen. And what is next? That is actually Braden's mom's phone. Yeah, it's mom's phone. Amen. Yes, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't remember if it was the first two sessions or not that were. Boy, I don't remember. The fourth. Yeah. Well, I had to get up and look at the. Oh, yes, it is. Monday is the fifth. I forgot I had already flipped it. I was lifting the calendar to see. I got the verses. Did you want to put them up or do you want me to put them up? All right. Yes. The mic is, yes, the mic is on, the camera is off. Which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In my blood, this do as often in remembrance of me, as often as you drink and drink this cup himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink, judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Boldness in the day of judgment. So are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect. Uh-oh, there went Pastor. And the words with him. Here we go. He'll be back. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. That he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Hello. Pastor will be back in a minute, but we'll just keep moving until he gets here. Those are our verses about communion. And now next we're going to pray the prayer, or a prayer of salvation. If there is anyone with us that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I will put up a salvation prayer on the screen. We can pray that out loud
together, and then you will be born again, and then you'll be free to receive communion with us. And we would love for you to get a hold of us and let us know that you've made that decision to do tonight. Our contact information is in the notes in after every YouTube program or in every YouTube program, or you can go to our webpage, which is samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith webpage, and our contact information is there as well. And there's some other prayers there, and there's actually the communion service there too. If you're ever not with us and want to receive communion on your own, you can do that, and the prayer is available to you. So right now, I'm going to put up the prayer of communion. If you have any questions, if you've been contemplating making this decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please get a hold of us. If you have any questions, we'd love to help bring understanding to you. This is the most amazing and wonderful decision you can make, not only for your life here on earth, but for your eternity. That is the only way to get to heaven, is to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So it is a decision that you don't want to go any longer without making. You don't have to have your life in order. You don't have to be the perfect Bible scholar or any of that. This is all a learning process. You make that decision first, and then the Holy Spirit comes in you and will help bring new understanding. We will be glad to help bring any understanding too. But the Holy Spirit, receiving him into your life, will begin changing your life, and then your learning process begins. So don't feel like you have to have everything in order first. So, all right. So I'm going to right now share the screen and put up, the prayer of salvation. Or a prayer of salvation. I keep saying the as if it's the only one, and there isn't any prayer that is receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior is a prayer of salvation. So pray this out loud. Mean this from the very depths of your heart. As I like to say, pray this as if it's going to change your whole life and your eternity, because it is. So here we go. Let's pray this together. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we would like to be the first to say welcome to the family of God. We're so happy for you because we know what an amazing decision this is and what a difference it will make in your life. And like I said, please get a hold of us. We'll help you bring understanding, any questions that you have. And be with us here as often as you can. We have this wonderful group of believers that are with us on a regular basis that we call the community of faith. They're an amazing support team, and they will help you. We will all be glad to help you walk with God in your new life. So, all right, here we go. We're going to hold up our communion element, and you're also welcome to join with us for communion now, too. So hold up your communion elements, and let's pray. Father, we thank you for these communion elements. We bless them, and we sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now I'm going to share the screen again and put up our prayer. We'll first pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. So here we go. Communion is also our new covenant worship. This is the way we worship Jesus and remember everything he did for us. So here we go. Let's pray this out loud together. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread, representing your broken body, and this juice, representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And here we go. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And now let's receive the bread together. We thank you. We thank you again, Jesus, for everything you suffered to save us. And now let's hold up the juice and let's pray. Now I bless this fruit of the vine. In obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family.
By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me, I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. And we thank you, Jesus, for your cleansing, healing, life-giving blood. We thank you. Well, there we have communion too. So thank you all for being with us tonight. I'm going to read because I know you don't want me to sing to you. So I will read. Pastor always likes to sing because after Jesus had communion with the disciples, they went out and they sang a hymn together. Pastor's back. Maybe he's going to want to sing. Anyways, we do. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. It does. I was going to say, really? That's the one,
huh? I love Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Dear Jesus, thank you for your blood. Dear Jesus, thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. It washes wind and snow.
Amen. Community of Faith, the night shift. It is. Yes, we do. She is not with us, but I would be glad to read Ephesians 1 prayer to us. Here we go, because this is out of the Passion Translation, and that's just always a fun thing to read. I like to read this translation. Here we go. This is actually, it's a paraphrase. Pastor calls this a paraphrase. Ephesians 1:17. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling
that is the wealth of God's glorious inheritances that he finds in us, his holy ones. I love this. I love how it's worded. I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power, and as it works through you, this is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. And now he is exalted as first above every ruler, authority, government, and realm of power in existence. He is gloriously enthroned over every name that is ever praised, not only in this age, but in the age that is coming. And he alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ, and he has given him the highest rank above all others. And now we, his church, are his body on the earth, and that which fills him who is being filled by it. Amen. I love that. There we go. I receive it. You did disappear. All right. We love you. Oh. Oh, the night shift. Amen. Have a great night, everyone. We love you.